We're talking today with Dr. Tom Royer, of course, Oklahoma State University. And Dr. Royer, let's talk first of all, kind of on an immediate basis, you kind of put a red flag out for our grain sorghum folks. You got some bugs out there that they need to be paying attention to.
Yeah, this year we got a new aphid that's come into Oklahoma called the sugarcane aphid. And it's been found in a couple locations in Oklahoma. And I just found out yesterday they actually found it up north of Enid somewhere in Kay County, the small population. But it is so different from any other aphid that we work with in sorghum. It can blow up into huge numbers. And the problem that it causes isn't that it necessarily physically drags down yield, but it produces so much honeydew when they get into huge populations that it gums up harvest equipment. And we have a field down in Atoka County that we're doing insecticide trials that's averaging almost 4,000 aphids per plant on every plant. It's just something I've never seen before. And you probably heard about it in Texas and Louisiana where they've had problems with it earlier. But it showed up fairly early here, so we're not out of the... We still have a potential problem with it, and I just want producers to be looking for it, and if they suspect anything, send us samples, and we'll tell them what's going on.
And do we have something to be able to treat with this particular aphid?
Yes. We got a Section 18 last year. We requested Section 18 for a product called Transform, and it's about the only product that's really been shown to be effective. And EPA said that in the future, if we want to get any more Section 18s, we got to have data, so that's why we're putting out that test in Lane, because we want to be able to support producers in the future if it becomes a regular problem.
Obviously, potential of a pretty good sorghum crop this year. Hate to lose with these aphids.
This is a beautiful sorghum crop. I've been looking at, I mean, it's just wonderful to see the rains coming at the right times, and the producers that I've talked to are just as happy as they can be about what their sorghum crop looks like this year. Yeah, it's beautiful.